This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Just thanking and praising you for your grace and mercy and love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, God, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this vessel clay. Use my Father, God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. With that, of all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that's so easily beset as we just shake it off, actually put in the seal of forgiveness, casting as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of the Spirit of God rest upon the word of God here this night as we lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Pray a special blessing upon my wife here this night, Lord, as well as myself. Based on the word of God, says, ready two of us come to agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, and we'll be looking at verse 26 through 27. And also in the book of John, chapter 3. Verses 35 through 36. In the word of God, read in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 28. The word says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute. And ye shall keep my judgment and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I have gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people. And I will be your God. Also here in the book of John, St. John, verses 35 through 36, and the word says, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remaineth on him. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word here tonight. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Leonard Tebow with Lisa M. Tebow, probably Lisa M. Tebow, coming to you tonight in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God for the privilege of being able to bring forth his word, being able to, hallelujah, for the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord to be upon our lives, and we'll be able to be of watch, speaking his word in spirit and in truth. We serve a mighty God. We look onto the hills from which comes our help, and our help cometh from God Almighty. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am. The one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Just these next few minutes, I want to talk about obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. Obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are teaching tonight of those that are saved, those that have given their life to Christ. We want to bring this encouraging message just to reinforce how important it is to obey the laws of the land as well as the laws of God. For all true followers of Christ, obedience is never essential. Obedience is very important because at the heart of what it means to be a disciple of our Lord is living devotion towards God. Bible says in the book of John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Genuine love for Christ will always manifest itself in obedience. Hearing God and obeying his voice is very essential, very important for a child of his. Grace fuels obedience. It is necessary for Christ-likeness. Here in the book of John 3, verses 36, it says, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. Here is letting us know that he that believeth on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, has everlasting life. Life. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and life, and the life. And he that believeth not, the Son, shall not see life. But the wrath of God remaineth on him. This is a decision that every individual that is born into this world is faced with. It's a decision that is based upon the invitation that Christ, the invitation that God have given to all mankind concerning Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the one that died on Calvary. He's the one that placed all the sins of mankind upon his shoulders. He became the ultimate sacrifice for all human beings. Yes, we have to realize that we were all born with a sin nature, in sin. You see, sin corrupts. sin bring division. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wedges. And the wedges of sin is this. Again, tonight we are talking about obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness or in right standing with God. So Jesus bridged the gap between God and man. He made it possible for us to start all over again, to be birthed on a spiritual basis, the new spiritual birth experience. So hearing God and obeying his voice is very crucial for a believer in Christ, because our obedience to God's word, it begins with our active. Bible says in the book of Luke 11, verse 28, the B clause of the verse. It says, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Beloved, you cannot be a true disciple, a learner, or a follower of Jesus Christ unless you learn to hear his voice and obey and follow him. This is better to be repeated. Beloved, child of God, believers in Christ, you cannot be a true disciple, a learner, and follower of Jesus unless you learn to hear his voice and follow and obey him. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 4, and when he put it forth, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Also here in John 10, verse 27, it says, my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus symbolically here, when he's talking about sheep, he's talking about followers of his. He's talking about those that gave their life to Christ, those that have accepted him as Lord and Savior of their life, those that are living for him and being directed and led by the Spirit of God. So my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Sheep, as we know them, sheep only know their own shepherd's voice. Sheep will come running to the shepherd, the one that tends to them. Sheep are made to be led, because left alone, they will wander off out of the protection of the shepherd. So people of God, when God is your treasure and fresh love, and you want intimacy with him more than anything else, you will seek him and you will listen to his voice. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Yes, beloved. Obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. So as a believer in Christ, God does not communicate with you the way we do. God, he communicates from his spirit to your spirit. And then your spirit communicates what you hear to your mind. This is what we call an inward witness. Yes, if you're in doubt, pray and fast before you make any decision, whether minor or major. Seek God about it. Because you have to remember, you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Yes, we have the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. The Bible, the Word of God. The Word is as a two-edged sword, cutting to the inward thoughts and contents of the heart. So for all true followers of Christ, obedience is never unimportant or non-essential, because at the heart of what it means here to be a disciple of our Lord, it is to live a devoted life to God. Again, here in John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You see, genuine love will always manifest itself in obedience. Obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. Here the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 27, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. Child of God, in this heart transplant, God calls us, the believers of Christ, to pursue spirit-energized obedience. Here the Apostle John reminds us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. It says, and hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. So, beloved, in the new spiritual birth, the elect are granted saving faith, so they immediately begin to walk in the obedience of faith. You see, the exercising of saving faith of a life of obedience. Because obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. So believe in Christ, the gospel, the Word of God, is more than an offering to be considered. It is a word from God to be obeyed. True faith is obedient faith. True faith is obedient faith. Hebrews 11:1 let us know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he says he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you see, our obedience of faith is not the ground upon which God declares us righteous, but it reveals our faith to be genuine. You see, at the moment of conversion, we transform our allegiance from our old master, which was sin, to a new master, which is Jesus Christ. In our conversion, there is an exchange of masters, a replenish, an abandon of our old bondage to sin, for a new loyalty to the Lord and Savior, the author and finisher of our faith, which is Jesus Christ. So whether you know it or not, everyone in this world is a slave, either of sin or of righteousness. I'm going to say that again. Beloved, people of God, whether we know it or not, everyone, whether saved or unsaved, is a slave, either of sin or of righteousness. So, beloved, before conversion, we were slaves of sin and lived in obedience to sin. But in conversion, we became slaves of Christ, and we live in obedience. So, beloved, following Christ does not allow us for selective obedience. No, following Christ, we are commanded to follow wholeheartedly with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, to love him fully. Rather, we must obey all the commandments of God, not merely just the convenient ones. No, the commandments of God is already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. We can't pick and choose when it comes to having a full committed life to Christ. You see, the person who knows God will keep a sharp eye, a sharp watch of all that God's word requires. A person who knows God will keep a sharp watch of all that God's word requires of them. You see, every step of heart prompt obedience will lead to abundant life in Christ. Again, brothers and sisters, we are talking about obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. So as believers of Christ, if you are truly a Christian, it is essential that you know how to let the Holy Spirit lead your life. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. This is the A clause of the verse. James chapter 4, verse 8. The A clause of the verse says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. An obedient, selfless life truly is a Christian because it truly involves less of self and more of Christ. An obedient, selfless life truly is a Christian calling because it truly involves less of self and more of Christ. So people of God, the gospel refers to being good news. The gospel has roots in eternity. The gospel is the means to faith. And faith, real faith, true faith, produces obedience. So, beloved, always remember this, that grace reigneth, comes through Christ, Jesus Christ, righteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. Obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. What a blessing to know. To obey is better than sacrifice and the heart than the fat of the right.
Because
Him because of who he is. He is God Almighty. He is the God that sits high and look low. He is the God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need, to protect us, lead us, guide us. He is our refuge in times of trouble. That's the God that we serve. He still sits on the throne. All power is in his hand. Even though when we look around us in 2021 during this pandemic, it may seem as if every foundation at this hour is being shaken. From the White House to our house, even in the church house. But I stop by to encourage you tonight that that God, he is able and willing to turn things around in our favor. All we have to do is stay in obedience, stay in faith, trusting and believing that a change is on the way. Yes, tonight we are talking about obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness or in right standing with him. We thank God for everyone that is listening here tonight, for all those that will be listening at a later date. Again, we want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, because all glory goes to him. We thank them for the use of the internet as a tool to be able to teach and preach on a local level, but yet being able to reach souls for the kingdom of God on a global level. This is a time to not get weak in faith. This is a time to stand strong, be grounded in him. looking unto Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. So believers in Christ, in order to get to the place in your life where you can be led by the Spirit of God, you must be able to recognize God's voice. This comes from spending time with the Lord, going and having a daily conversation in your secret closet, your prayer closet with Him. Yes, this comes from not only by prayer, but also by reading the Word of God for yourself on a daily basis. Also, by meditating on the Word of God, which is another way to be led by God's Holy Spirit. See, the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So people of God, meditating on God's word is more than just reading the Bible. No, it involves studying, analyzing, seeking, and refreshing. It is, and reflecting, it is seeking God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. When you meditate on the Word of God, you are training your human spirit to recognize and to be more in tune with what God has to say to you, specifically concerning every detail of every situation you may face. Yes, child of God, again, meditating on the Word of God, it is more than reading the Word, the Bible. It involves studying. Bible says for us to study, show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. It also involves analyzing, seeking. Again, in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. And to also reflecting, it is for us to seek God with all our minds, heart, soul, and strength. You see, when we meditate on the Word of God, we are training our human spirit to recognize God's voice and to be more in tune with what God has to say to us, specifically about every detail of every situation that we may encounter. Again, tonight we are talking about obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. So as a believer of Christ, one of the most important ways to be led by the Spirit of God is to be a doer of God's word. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. So child of God, if you need the supernatural working in your life, dead faith is not going to deliver you to victory without works. is dead, being alone. Like anything else, when it comes to God, we have to be a doer of the word. And it is not about being in bondage to rules and regulations and religious settings. It is about a matter of our heart. You see, loving God is doing what he's asking us to do in his word. So, beloved, to become a doer of the word of God, you must be determined. You must determine it in your heart to do everything you see written in God's word. It is a personal decision that we have to make on a daily basis, which means you have to alter your lifestyle to line up with God's word, to fit in alignment with the word of God. Instead of trying to alter the word of God to fit your own lifestyle. So, child of God, just obeying the word of God by faith. So obey the word of God by faith. Because obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Once you set out to be a doer of the word of God, revelation will come if you do it in faith and in obedience to what God's word is saying. You see, as you practice being obedient in the small things, you will find that you will begin to hear God more each and every day. So put God's word first above all else. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Beloved, training yourself to put the word of God above all else is by asking yourself in whatever matter of life, what does God's word say about this or that? And then you should put the word of God as priority first on it. Again, here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom is listening to what God has to say and then doing it without consulting the world's way. Listen, don't hear or incline your ears to what social media or the politicians are saying. As believers in Christ, listen to what the author and finisher of our faith is saying. His name is Jesus Christ. He's also the finisher of our faith. Take your eyes off the situation, circumstances. Put your eyes on him, Jesus Christ. Jesus and his plan will take you through. It will exalt and lift you up. It will settle, establish, and perfect you. Proverbs 20, verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, or the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So believe in Christ. You must instantly respond and learn to recognize the inward witness inside of you. Remember, God does not lead through physical senses. God leads through the inward witness in our spirit. Yes, believers of Christ, we have an inner voice. This is where the Holy Spirit communicates with us and not in our minds. You see, when we develop and train our spirit by putting these steps into practice, they will guide us and lead us into all truth. Yes, meditate on God's word. Put the word of God in first place as priority above all else in your life. Also practice the word by being a doer of the word of God, because obedience to the spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. You see, obedience is the key that opens all doors. People of God, when we obey God, then divine power is released to bring about the manifestation of all necessary intervention. Because the word of God says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you be willing and, which is conjunction, and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Whether or not we will taste the blessings of the earth, it all depends on your obedience to God and to his word. So as believers in Christ, obedience is the Walmart. The Walmart of our salvation. You see, obedience shows God that we love him and that we trust him, which in turn activate his power in our lives. So brothers and sisters in Christ, obedience is as an act of surrender. Yes, beloved, obedience to our faith and trust in God, it is a promise, sure way for unlocking blessings, God's blessings for our lives. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Obedience to God and to his word is the key to enjoying God's blessing in our lives. So believers in Christ, only when you are walking in complete obedience to God's word do you have a right to claim the blessings of his word. Yes, people, believers of Christ, always remember this, that obeying God in small matters is very important and is an essential step in receiving God's greater blessings in our lives. Oftentimes, God's greatest blessing comes from a result of our willingness to do something that appeared very insignificant, of no value. But again, obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. So believers in Christ, we are under the authority of the Word of God, because we are under the authority of the God who gives it. Yes, beloved, one day every knee will bow in acknowledgement of God's superior, supreme rule and reign over all. So we as followers of Christ, one way we show our submission to God is by our submission to his word, and not only by acknowledging it in its truthfulness, but also by walking in obedience to the truth. It teaches, yes, our obedience to God, it requires an ongoing action. God trains us to recognize his voice through his written word. God uses his word to tune our spiritual ears to what is real, so that we can easily recognize a counterfeit voice. So, beloved, when you are fully trained to hear God's voice in his word, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, the devil will not be able to sneak deception upon you. So, beloved, when you check your receiver to hear the word of God, find God's frequency, then learn to discern his voice, and then line up with what you hear, what his word is saying. God's voice will become a lifestyle to his child. So to hear God's voice is to obey it also. Yes, beloved, always remember. Remember this. God completes in heaven what he begins here on earth. And God begins on earth what he completes in heaven. So God's call to the life of obedience is very clear throughout the word of God. Again, here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6 and 7, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly. God calls us to a life of obedience and a life of faith, because faith is the bond of a living union with Jesus Christ. Christ came to save his people from their sin, which means that he came to make obedience possible. So obedience to the Spirit of God will lead you into righteousness. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, obedience to God, to the Spirit of God, will lead you into righteousness. May the Lord have a blessing upon his word tonight. As we bring it to a close, we just say amen. We just thank God it was something that was said tonight, that we want to have brought encouragement to you. Just stay in faith, live a life of obedience, and God's blessing will overshadow and overtake your life from this night forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We hope that you have gleaned something that you can use in your everyday life and share. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you, as well as we'd like to have them. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself with questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We thank you for joining us, and God willing, we hope to have you back again on Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.